Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, August 30th. The Owen Sound Fire Department has towed a boat back to shore after its engine died. Firefighters said on Twitter they were responding to a marine rescue earlier this afternoon. Fire Chief Doug Barfoot says they responded to the call just before 2 northeast of Owen Sound. He notes no one was injured and they received assistance from Trenton. Police, firefighters, and paramedics responded to the scene of a collision in downtown Owen Sound just before 8 this morning involving a motorcycle and a van at 10th Street and 3rd Avenue East. At least one person was injured and was transported from the scene by ambulance. Bruce Power has awarded a contract valued at about $40 million to BWXT Canada, based out of Cambridge. The contract involves engineering and fabrication of 4 moderator heat exchangers, which are used to remove heat from the moderator system of CANDU nuclear reactors. Bruce Power President and CEO Mike Renchek says the company continues to contribute to a made-in-Ontario economic recovery. He says over 90% of Bruce Power's supply chain is Ontario-based, which supports 22,000 direct and indirect jobs annually. The first 2 moderator heat exchangers will be delivered in 2024, with the remaining 2 units scheduled for delivery in 2025. On the federal election campaign trail today, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau pledged $1 billion over 10 years to restore and protect large lakes and river systems, update the Canada Water Act to better address climate change and Indigenous water rights, and create a Canada Water Agency. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole talked about animal welfare today, saying he will ban puppy mills, crack down on unethical breeders who falsely claim to offer rescue animals or pets bred humanely, ban imports of animals bred inhumanely, strengthen powers to seize animals living under cruel treatment, and ban cosmetic tests on animals. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh talked about taxes, saying his party would make the ultra-rich pay their share by eliminating loopholes that allow them to make gains from the system, putting an end to tax havens and strengthening existing legislation. Singh says by working with the public service, he estimates an increased tax revenue of up to $25 billion more each year. The Ford government is reportedly planning to unveil a COVID-19 vaccine passport system for Ontario this week. Sources say the premier will be meeting with cabinet to finalize the plan for a proof of vaccination certificate. Ontario is reporting 694 new cases of COVID-19 today, but no new virus-related deaths. Of the new cases, Health Minister Christine Elliott says 527 are in individuals who are not fully vaccinated or have an unknown vaccination status. In Grey Bruce, 2 new cases were reported Sunday for a total of 19 known active cases in the region. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 49 points. The Dow Jones is down 55 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.32 U.S. cents, up 0.07 of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.05, up 31 cents a barrel. In sports, first a look at the Bumstead Insurance and Financial Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular leaderboard. No reported changes atop the leaderboard today. Tim Lumby of Hanover held the lead in the lake trout division, pulling in a 16.03-pounder yesterday. Thornbury's Gabe Close had the heaviest salmon at 22.16 pounds. Owen Sound's Scott Graham held the overall lead after reeling in a 24.29-pounder on Saturday. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays send ace Robbie Ray to the mound as they open a 3-game series at home against the Baltimore Orioles tonight. The Jays are coming off a weekend series at Detroit where they won 2 of 3. Game time is 7:07. Ontario Hockey League training camps get underway this week, and the Owen Sound Attack start with rookies on the ice today and tomorrow. Main camp for the Attack will open Wednesday. No fans are allowed to attend Attack training camp in person this year, but the team is live streaming scrimmages on its Facebook page. At the Women's World Hockey Championship in Calgary, it is semifinal Monday. The USA shut out Finland 3-0. Canada takes on Switzerland at 7 tonight. For more sports online, check out the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.